hot and humid day with a high temperature around 90. Tonight's low 70. There'll be random scattered afternoon and evening storms around, and generally they fade out after dark. Or tomorrow, look for only widely scattered storms, so few and far between. Otherwise, mostly sunny, upper 80s tomorrow, then upper 80s again on Sunday and Monday, with rain chances generally under 20%, so mostly dry and mostly sunny. And then more of the same on Tuesday with a high around 89. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. You may have heard about the Moore Strange debate yesterday. While it had its moments, it was hard to top the misspelling on Roy Moore's campaign bus. When it arrived, a Moore website on the side, AlabamaDeservesMoore.com, was misspelled. Deserves was spelled D-E-R-S-E-R-V-E-S. Ouch. It was later fixed with a red decal placed over the offending R. Montgomery County Schools gearing up to fight bullying. Now a bullied student can text NOBULLY to 444-999 along with their info, the person bullying's name, and what school they attend. It'll all be sent to Helping Montgomery Family Initiatives, who will follow up on the bully. And Montgomery police found the body of a teenage boy on West South Boulevard yesterday. No signs of foul play. The exact cause of death will be determined by forensics. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Attention truck buyers, it's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That's savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Bonafide buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 13 APA monthly for 1,000 finance, while sales plus tax, tag time, and dock fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't come back.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have green fields that need to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at Jack Ingram.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mexican rescuers dig through earthquake rubble. Islands north of Puerto Rico and Hispaniola are now preparing for the potential destruction to be brought by Hurricane Maria.
Tropical Storm Jose continues to swirl farther north in the Atlantic Ocean. The storm's outer bands are sweeping across parts of New England.
President Trump just announcing new punishments for North Korea's nuclear tests.
I continue to call on all those responsible nations to enforce and implement U.S. sanctions.
A call for a month of unity for social justice in the NFL.
Seattle Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett, Philadelphia Eagles players Malcolm Jenkins and Torrey Smith, along with former NFL wideout Anquan Boldin, led the push for the NFL to implement efforts similar to what the league does for breast cancer awareness.
Google is now the new owner of a portion of HTC, the Taiwanese smartphone maker.
The Government Accountability Office says base airfares are now lower than before the airlines began charging fees for bags, reservation changes, priority boarding, and other services. But the fees more than make up for the cheaper fares.
Standard & Poor's has cut China's credit rating.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Standard & Poor's has cut China's credit rating?
Yeah.
That's not good. Can cost them more to get money.
Yeah, China, folks, has played. They've boomed a lot. They've had crazy GDP growth, but they've done it by printing. And if you go bankrupt, well, we'll just roll it into another state-run bank. It's crazy what they've been doing.
The interesting thing, one reason they buy U.S. bonds is to keep their credit rating high.
Right.
Because they do a basket of bonds and currencies and oil and things like that. That's interesting. So their money, the Wong, must be going down the tubes. Let's go to the phones and go to our good friend, Steve. Steve, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
Doing great.
I was listening to the conversation earlier between you and your son.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to call in and make a couple of comments about this upcoming election and the two candidates, Strange and Moore. And when I heard that Strange was going to be running against Roy Moore, my first thought was, okay, I'm not real crazy about either one of these two guys,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to have to vote for the one that I think is the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is I am a diehard conservative and a Christian. And as you probably remember, I'm retired military as well, and mm-hmm. so I'm very patriotic. I'm a Vietnam vet. And with that said, I'm going to have to go with Strange, and the reason being is I feel like even though Moore is an ultra-conservative and claims to be a Christian, in my opinion, the man should have been disbarred. And the reason I say that is because of that stunt that he pulled when he was in the Supreme Court by sneaking that monument into the State House or into the Supreme Court building and then defying the law. To me, that is pure and simple criminal. You know, and I cannot, in my heart of hearts, feel or in good conscience feel like I'm doing this country a service by voting for a man that I feel was a criminal, plain and simple.
Well, then let me ask several questions. One, did you vote in the primary?
Indeed, I did.
Do you mind me asking who you voted for?
I voted for Strange.
Okay. So you're not a new voter to Strange, then?
No. I've been in Alabama for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived here since 1985. And like I said, I'm not real crazy about Strange. And I don't know as much about the man that I would like to know. But my point is, like I said, I had to go with my heart and vote for the one that I thought was the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that feel that way.
You know, and I just cannot vote for a man that I think broke the law, which in reality, he did. And I felt from the very first day that he was exposed for doing what he did, because I know he thought that doing what he was doing, he thought in his heart that it was right, but it was, at the same time, it was against the law. Because
now, actually, the ruling, what he got in trouble for was not following Judge Myron Thompson's order. And that's exactly what he got in trouble for.
Yes, he did. And, you know, and that, to me, is a plain and simple. If you don't follow a judge's orders, are you or are you not breaking the law? And you know, and I just feel like the man is a criminal. And
well, he didn't, you know, I mean, the other part of what happened is he didn't get a chance to appeal, and the JIC came in, and the JIC is a bad animal. I don't like the JIC at all, because it's a whole bunch of people who don't think like a lot of Alabamians making a decision about a judge, not on the law, but whether they like him or not. And so what happens, the JIC convened, and he went in, and he never got a chance to go back and appeal Myron Thompson's order to the appellate court. And I think he actually would have won, because it said in there, the law of the Ten Commandments being there, the Chief Justice is in charge of the judicial system, and in our Constitution, it says Alabama must uphold a standard to God. It says it in our Constitution. But Myron Thompson saw it in a different way.
I cannot and will not even try and argue with that.
Okay.
You know, and so, yeah, well, there again.
But it was I didn't know him then. I knew him afterwards, and we've been friends for a while. But I think that it was, if he would have taken it out and then shipped it to Gaston and then fought the fight in court on this thing, I think he would have been a hero out of the deal.
I agree. And I would have had a lot of admiration for him in that respect.
Right. There you go. And that's what, I think that's where he ran afoul of the whole thing. And then he was kind of like, you know, you're not going to tell me, I'm going to tell you. And that's,
yeah,
that's where things started getting sideways.
Yeah, you know, it's just like when in my present job as a security officer, if I ask someone to do something that I have been directed by my boss to do, and they defy me and say, no, I'm going to do whatever I want, that's exactly the way I look at Judge Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just stand up there and say, well, I'm going to do it whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
and to me, that is just wrong, plain and simple.
I agree. I think that a couple of different paths, I think he would have had a completely different outcome. Thanks for the telephone call, Steve. I always enjoy talking to you.
You too, Dan. Take care now.
Thanks. Let me continue with the WKRG, and we're going to wrap up the coverage, but as I said, the rally afterwards was really good, and it got a lot of play. You saw it on every major market here. So let's listen to their analysis and the coverage of the debate.
Both candidates met before a packed house tonight for the first time mano a mano to debate the issues. But the issue perhaps up for debate, did they even talk about the issues? On this stage, Roy Moore came out swinging, calling Strange
a professional lobbyist for over 23 years.
Playing Luther Strange as a Washington insider. He also critiqued Strange's appointment by then-Governor Robert Bentley.
We both know that it's highly improper to accept gifts or favors from someone you're investigating.
Strange never responded to the accusations. Instead, he stayed mostly on script.
I'm all in with the president. I've supported him 100% of the time since he's been in Washington. Who does the president support? The president supports me.
But Moore, at times, zeroed in on all the Trump talk.
You know, if you took everything he said about the president this and the president that, and about everything about the president and the vice president, there wouldn't be much left to talk about issues.
Many times he played to his base, reinforcing his role as a veteran and his fight for religious liberties. Strange chose to tout his history fighting corruption in Montgomery, saying he'd stay true on immigration reform. He says he brought up the president a lot because
we have a senator who has a close relationship with the president, and the president can influence virtually everything that affects our state.
One of the biggest issues Thursday is who stuck to them.
My opponent really is not versed in the issues at all. Didn't seem to want to talk about the issues, just wanted to attack, which I guess you have to do if you don't really know the issues.
Roy Moore's campaign says he was defending himself against attacks Strange has launched all election.
I believe he tonight sort of got some things off his chest.
With a national spotlight here at this Alabama stage, both candidates are hoping that as time winds down, they have made their point.
Let's wrap up this segment and talk about WPMI. This is Mobile. This is NBC Channel 15, which is a powerhouse in Mobile.
His attacks have come every day, every hour, every minute throughout, and are carrying on. If you don't believe me, turn on the television. See who's using money out of Washington, D.C. to make attacks.
Many of the people who are supporting you look like the unemployment line at the White House.
Now, the final face-off, some heated moments tonight between Roy Moore and Luther Strange in Montgomery, just days from the Republican runoff for the U.S. Senate seat. NBC 15's Corey Pippen was at tonight's showdown. Both candidates trying to sway voters, Corey.
That's right, Greg. Senator Luther Strange and Roy Moore addressed why they believe they're the right pick for voters come Election Day, but they couldn't resist taking shots at each other as well. Senator Luther Strange and Roy Moore took to the stage to debate with plenty of supporters largely split between two sides of the room. And the candidates split time talking about why the people of Alabama should vote for them and why voters shouldn't elect their opponent. Incumbent Senator Luther Strange repeatedly invoked his support from President Trump as a selling point, along with his experience in Washington.
I could give a speech about this all day. He wants somebody who's done it, who knows how to win, knows how to get this done. And that's why he's endorsed me in this race. That's why he's coming to Alabama tomorrow night.
Strange also reiterated his plans to help President Trump repeal Obamacare, build the wall, and address DACA.
So that these are all the kind of powerhouse, when you're looking at this coverage, this is what Alabama really got out of this. They did not see this debate. What they're doing is they're getting it from the filter of these television stations. Someone asked, why did they do that? Why didn't they play it? Well, that's it. They want to be the filter for it, and they also don't want to take some of their prime time away.
And it's an important general lesson. Like, we can do the best we can because we have a longer format than, say, a nightly news program for a local station. But even we can't necessarily teach you everything.
Right.
Like, any complicated issue requires you to go learn it. I learned this in college. A teacher can guide you, but you have to teach yourself.
And let me tell you something. When a television station in a major market does 4 minutes on a debate, that is a lot of coverage. WSFA did 7 minutes on everything that happened last night. And the opinion that is drawn by the public is drawn from these type of reports that are there. That's why we're giving it to you. Going to be back with the final segment of WPMI Mobile, NBC 15, the powerhouse down there, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here with my friends over at Mattress Firm talking about that semi-annual sale, which is back right now at Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale. What that means is your favorite mattresses are on sale. Not only are the top brand names on sale, right now you'll get an additional 10% off. For example, get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress, now just $454.99 plus. Get an additional 10% off. There's something for everyone because there are 15 queen mattresses at Mattress Firm right now under $699.99. Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top Queen mattresses starting at just $299.99. And did you know 2 out of 3 people choose the Dream Bed Luxe over the other leading memory foam mattresses? Costs $1,000 less, has cooling technology, and you can sleep at the perfect temperature when you get the new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. Nobody sells comfort for less. Nobody sells cool comfort for less. Only at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll, so I hit the road and
272-9228, having more fun than a talk radio host should have. Before we go to this last cut from WPMI, Port of Mobile International, by the way, let's go to Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon. How's it going?
Doing great.
I heard something in one more comments about protecting Christians and Christianity. There was never any assault on Christians or Christianity in Montgomery, Alabama at the time over this whole thing about the Ten Commandments was his way of putting himself on the cross. It was a manufactured way for Roy Moore to become, a hero. Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody thought at the time. I don't remember very, very many people thinking that his heart was in it for the right reasons. And I don't know anything about Luther Strange, but I don't believe that Roy Moore is any more genuine than Jim Baker was.
Hmm. Did you?
And if I was running the ads, I would have Jim Baker and Oral Roberts and Ernest Angley up there on the screen with him.
Yeah, I tell you, that'd be a bold move. I think it'd be a dangerous because I think people you'd have all sorts of interpretations of what you're trying to communicate.
Well, those people, I think all three of those people believed in what they were doing, but they were wrong. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
Right. And the problem, like I said, interpretation is everything. Did you vote in the primary?
I didn't. I was out of town.
Ah, okay. So you're going to vote for Luther Strange this time?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. But, I don't believe that he really, I just don't believe in what, Roy Moore believes about himself. I guess you could say. Let me re-ask
the question. Are you going to vote for Luther Strange?
I thought I said yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
I didn't get a yes out of that. Tommy Lee, I always appreciate hearing from the audience, and I want you to have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Tommy Lee. Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. I'll tell you that, particularly when you... That's the difference. This is such a condensed vote here that you got that 138, basically, Roy Moore base supporters, and then you're going to add to that who is against Luther Strange that's going to vote for Roy Moore. And what is that number? And then you take the Luther Strange base vote, and you take that, and how many anti-Luther Strange or oh my God votes is Luther Strange going to get added to it? And it's going to have to be, you know, a pretty nice percentage. If you're using the same numbers, it's going to probably have to be somewhere in the neighborhood of about 60,000 more votes than he got before for him to win. Let's do the next cut here on WPMI Mobile NBC 15.
Meanwhile, Roy Moore highlighted his own military experience and grassroots campaign, promising to support President Trump's goals and to drain the swamp, while slamming Strange's history as a Washington lobbyist and his campaign fundraising methods.
The people of Alabama should be very concerned when $30 million comes from Washington, D.C. to try to make you choose who you want for United States Senate.
We spoke to Strange after the debate about his reliance on President Trump's support.
What difference would it make you having that close personal relationship with the president as opposed to Trump?
Well, just take a couple of issues. Healthcare, for example. My opponent's come out and said he's not supporting Graham Cassidy. I'm talking to the president about how can we make it better.
Moore had to leave, but his supporters also answered the same question.
That Donald Trump sees the ability to own a state senator versus have a reliable conservative senator in Washington.
Former Governor Sarah Palin was in town tonight to rally in support of Roy Moore, while President Trump will be in Huntsville tomorrow night supporting Luther Strange. Reporting live in Montgomery, I'm Corey Pippen, NBC 15.
Okay, that kind of gives you a walk around the state to see how people were playing this. Let's go to the phones and go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Enjoy.
Ken, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Your cure is still holding.
Oh, good.
good coverage, and last night was good coverage, I think. Quite an event, and I hope it does lead to more of the same as far as modifying what have come to be called candidates' debates. They're basically forums and interrogations and gosh knows what.
Well, the only problem with not having a moderator is do the candidates know the questions to ask and the things to talk about? For example, you know, Section 702 on the FISA, you know, deal, that wouldn't normally come out unless you had a moderator to ask. And so it doesn't put as much pressure of knowledge, particularly on a deep office like U.S. Senate. I think you've got to have something, or what's going to happen is one guy who's or woman, one person, they're going to go in and be loaded for bear and basically start throwing out a whole bunch of stuff to make the candidate look dumb. But they're going to have a really good working knowledge of a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I still would be content to have each candidate pose the majority of the questions to the other rather than have pundits and publicists and moderators and news people. No offense.
Thanks.
Hey, I'd love to have you enjoy pose half the questions. I understand I didn't say all the questions.
Yeah, you got
it. I'm going to submit that it's a late day for any of us to be deciding on Roy Moore's intentions and motivations in both the monument to the Ten Commandments and in his directive to probate judges and other judges in the state on gay marriage. The allegory I would use is to anybody that's still in doubt about either of those, pose yourself as a state employee or an elected official
but you are responsible to the state government, and you decide after midnight to put a two-ton document, monument, in the lobby and insist that you're going to leave it there. And I'm going to tell you that I believe not only would you be out of a job, you would have a position for 5 to 8 years in another state institution. And I don't know what his motivations were. I don't suspect completely pure motives on his part, but that's not for me to say. The aftermath of that, however, is up to me as a voter to judge on it. And I do not see him as a responsible member of the U.S. Senate.
Let me go ahead.
Excuse me, I was just going to add, as my late buddy, partner I had in the airplane used to say, especially when he didn't mean it, forgive me, but.
Let me ask you a question. Did you vote in the primary?
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind sharing with us who you voted for?
Not at all. I voted for Big Luther, and he was not my favorite. I'm sorry. I considered voting for Luther. I did not. I voted for Tripp Pittman.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think Dee Dee voted. I won't say who she voted for.
Well, see, now that's interesting. The question is, how many people are like you out there? You didn't vote for Strange in the primary, but you're going to vote for Strange in a runoff.
Yeah.
That's the magic number that's going to tell us who's going to win.
Yeah, and whether Mo and a lot of it depends on Mo and his backers and Huntsville and Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be interesting, and as I told Joey, I know the two of you'll be glad. I will too when Tuesday's over and done with.
Yeah, the problem is depending on who wins. We may be doing this all over again between then and November, 26th or whatever the date is.
Yeah, 2 years.
No, I'm talking about if I think the Democrat will, if Roy Moore is the guy, I think the Democrats are going to come hard on that.
They will run very hard.
Yep.
Run very hard. But I cannot cast a blank ballot. I cannot refuse to vote, and I cannot vote for a Democrat, not in this situation. If his name was Jim Folsom Jr. or Jim Folsom Sr. or Fob James or Jerry Beasley or you name a Democrat, not in the current situation that obtains in the U.S. Congress. We've worked too hard to try to get them, you know, and what's it gotten us so far? We got a Supreme Court justice confirmed, but we got a lot more work to do. And losing a majority, particularly in the U.S. Senate, would be catastrophic.
Amen to that, brother. I want you to have a great day and a great weekend.
You too. You enjoy. Have a good one.
Thanks. Okay, gang, going to go to a break. Coming back to Al and Fed Up right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. So deep I could have drowned.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies.
companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best, and Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the AMP Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joy Piazza. The Graham-Cassidy health care bill could be in jeopardy. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona now voting no, saying he cannot vote, quote, in good conscience for it. Susan Collins of Maine is leaning against it because she says premiums would be too high. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy, co-authors of the bill, supporters calling it the last good chance to repeal Obamacare. Rescue crews in Mexico fighting the clock to locate survivors after Tuesday's deadly earthquake.
There, they believe there is still a slim chance that they could find further survivors. That is why they are working so carefully. Every now and then, you will see them turn around, raise their clenched fists in the air, and call for silence. That means they want to listen.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt at a building in Mexico City. At least 286 people have died. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. First day of fall, but we have about six more days till a meaningful cool front moves into the area. Otherwise, for today, look for a sun and cloud mix again. Another hot and humid day with a high temperature around 90. Tonight's low 70. There'll be random scattered afternoon and evening storms around, and generally they fade out after dark. Or tomorrow, look for only widely scattered storms, so few and far between. Otherwise, mostly sunny, upper 80s tomorrow, then upper 80s again on Sunday and Monday, with rain chances generally under 20%, so mostly dry and mostly sunny. And then more of the same on Tuesday with a high around 89. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Man, lines are packed out here. What's on your mind here? Let's go to Al. Al, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I'll make this quick. I have been kind of torn on this runoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally came to the thing that I knew. I felt like there was something out there that I could not hadn't focused on that would be it for me.
Okay.
And it, listening to your show today and searching back through other things, it finally came to me. It was Luther Strange's extremely delayed decision to give up on the 60-vote rule.
Okay.
And that it allowed filibusters to continue and continue and continue and delay things. And
no, that's not true. It's the person who's stopping that is Mitch McConnell.
Well, yeah. But if I remember right, it was very late into this summer that Luther Strange supported.
He changed his mind. He said on the show that that was a mistake.
Well, yeah, he did. But when was that? That was less than a month ago, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah, he was on my show last week, but he said that. But a month ago, I'm going to say, 2-3 weeks ago, he changed his mind.
Yeah. Well, by that time, I think he and Mitch McConnell got together and counted votes. It wasn't sent votes. They was counting. They was counting runoff votes. And they said, "You know what? You may have a problem. You're going to have to change your view on something."
I think the problem he's got in that. I think the problem he's got is Mitch McConnell. But this didn't affect any votes because the person who can change it is Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell didn't want to change it.
Well, that's true. But if Luther Strange had. And realized a long time ago that his vote didn't matter on the 60-vote rule, then he would have changed his mind a long time ago.
We're kind of confusing things. Luther Strange doesn't get a vote on the 60-vote rule. The only person, the person who can decide that is Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell can say, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to, so everything now is 51 votes. The person who's keeping the cloture rule is Mitch McConnell, but he's doing it selectively. But go ahead.
Okay, so what you're saying is Mitch McConnell is just refusing to bring that up for a vote.
No, Mitch McConnell has used the 51-vote rule before. He did it with Gorsuch. He was going to do it with the health care that last came up. He has selectively used it, but he normally keeps the 60 in there if it's out of the reconciliation or not something very special.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure
if that should be your deciding factor for a U.S. senator.
Well, I just feel like that, as close as the Senate is right now, one man shouldn't be able to use that rule selectively. They should either say, well, we're going to get rid of it or we're going to stick with it. Because the Democrats have abandoned that rule quite readily in the past.
Quite readily. They did it with some federal judges in D.C. Other than that, that hadn't been the case, but it's your call. I just want to make sure I'm doing my job of educating you what the cloture vote is all about.
Yeah, well, I still think that it appears that repeal of Obamacare may not get through regardless because they apparently don't even have 51 votes now.
Yeah, that's the old 50 votes is needed.
Yeah, and but I think you need to make up your mind. I think they need to make up their mind on that and not do it selectively. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Let's go to Fed Up. Fed Up, how are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
Okay. And last guy, I enjoyed the forum. I agree with your statement. By not asking specific questions on what they're going to do, that's a tough call. You got to get the right moderator to do that. But my vote will go for Roy Moore, because if I vote for Luther or anyone votes for Luther Strange, you're doing a two-man vote. You're voting not only for Roy Moore, Luther Strange, but you're also voting for Mitch McConnell. And Luther Strange is a puppet to Mitch McConnell. I don't care how you call it. He owes big time. Mitch McConnell wants him in. He's a puppet. That's all Luther Strange is going to be, is a puppet.
Okay, say it one more time. Say he's a puppet one more time.
Say he's a puppet one more time. He is a puppet.
Thanks.
He's going to be your building for two people, Mitch McConnell.
You said that. Let me ask you a couple questions. Did you vote for Roy Moore in the primary?
I voted for Roy Moore.
Okay.
I did.
Okay. Thank you for your telephone call and your opinion and viewpoint. I appreciate it. Let me go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan.
Hey.
I did not vote for either of these two gentlemen the first go around. I went with Mo.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that didn't pan out for me. So now I have a choice. Well, I've listened to just a little bit of the debate. I caught the last part. I had to work. And I continually heard Luther Strange referring to, "The president wants me. The president is backing me. The president is all about me." You know, he's not backing my opponent. He's backing me. And then same thing with Mitch McConnell. He pulled that one out a few times. You know, Mitch McConnell is backing me type thing. And
Wait! I didn't hear that at all. I never heard.
I heard.
Just hang on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I heard Roy Moore say that. I never heard Luther Strange. Go ahead.
Well, maybe it was, but I thought I heard Luther referring to how Mitch McConnell was also kind of behind him.
I think that would have been the kiss of death for him. But go ahead.
It should be.
Just let's get to where we want to go here. We're running out of show.
Okay. Basically, all I'm trying to say is, somebody that is so determined to point out that he's the chosen one is, in my mind, not the chosen one. I don't want somebody that's like that. I prefer to, you know, see what they've done.
Let me ask a couple questions here. Did you vote in the primary?
I did.
And you voted for Mo Brooks?
Yes.
So you're a new voter for Roy Moore?
Yes, I would be.
Debbie, thank you very much. I'm running out of show. There must have been an email sent to everybody when you get a whole board full of calls and they're all saying the same thing. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back. Oh, no. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars.
Oh, yes.
You got to do that. I'm going to go get in my Jack Ingram Signature Used Car and go home and enjoy the weekend. Go by and see Tip Tames, Wonder Mine, and David Ingram, Glenn at the front. Greg will check you out. Go to the website, jackingramsignatureusedcars.com, and they've got a $10,000 and below cars that are magnificent, an Altima that you are going to be amazed. They also have got some great deals on program cars, that Altimas that are like 2017s in the used car division. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. We'll be back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Baby, I told you his love was true. You didn't hear me. So now I say these words to you. Serves you right for saying goodbye. Now you say you're sorry. Serves you right for saying goodbye.
Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention truck buyers, it's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That's savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000.
$5,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Bonafide buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 1388 monthly for 1,000 financed all sales plus tax, tag, title, and dot. Priority dates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Okay, boys and girls, we don't have a lot of time left, so let's make this pithy. Let's go to AJ. AJ, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, long time no talk to you and Joey. I still listen from time to time, chime in, though, brother.
I appreciate that.
First of all,
what's
I want to say this because I know you're short on time. I respect Mr. Ken a whole lot. Respect him a whole lot. But I'm going to tell you this, Ken, I got to vote against you, brother. And I know this can apply to a lot of politicians, Dan and Joey, but, man, the best candidate money can buy. I think as of Wednesday and Thursday, they spent like $15 million on trying to get old Big Luther. And I ain't going to tell you what his nickname is on Channel 14 with Joe. He calls him Big Luther, no tell the you make it rhyme. But I got to vote against you, Brother Ken, because I tell you what, I'd rather for a man to go with the Ten Commandments and go against the gay marriage than somebody to take that job from the governor knowing that he was going to have to investigate him during that trial. I'd rather go that route. And, oh, by the way, that lady said it real, real well, Dan. Both those ladies did. A vote for him is a vote for Mitch McConnell. And where have that gotten us, Dan? We got that one judge because of Trump, and we haven't got anything else done. And I'm going to tell you this, Dan. If they don't get half those things accomplished, then Trump is going to get accomplished by 2018. We don't have to worry about 2020. The Democrats will take it back. As horrible as they are, they'll get it right back, Dan. But Brother Ken, I love you, but I got to go against you. I got to cancel out your vote. And, oh, by the way, Dan, I did vote for him in the primary.
You voted for Roy Moore in the primary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for the telephone call, AJ. Good talking to you again, buddy.
Have
a good weekend. Let's go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. I want to just say thanks for covering that yesterday. Your station did outstanding, as usual. I know y'all get a lot of negative feedback, but that's all positive.
What do you mean negative feedback? Did we get a lot of negative feedback?
Just a bit. I heard some good things. Yeah, well, not negative, but from other listeners, you know, trying to go off the record. But anyway,
okay,
y'all did outstanding. I did vote in the primary. I will vote again, like you. I'm just gonna keep that to myself, but I do hope my man wins.
You're gonna keep us guessing, huh?
You bet. Yeah, I'll tell you Wednesday.
Oh, okay, Biloxi. Well, tell me Tuesday after you voted. Biloxi Gambler, you have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
I'm headed to the beach, and I'll just let you know how well it is.
Okay, hey. No, okay, now, unless you're going to make amends here by bringing me back some shrimp, I want you to have a great time. Where are you going?
I'm going to Orange Beach.
Orange Beach. Oh, man, I'm jealous. It's going to be 90s degrees out there. Man. The water.
Don't ask for something, man. When you get it at your front counter in a cooler, you know where it came from.
That's the deal, Biloxi Gambler. You have a great day, my friend. Oh, I'm sorry, Gary. That was Gary. This is Biloxi Gambler. I'm sorry, Biloxi Gambler. I know you felt like somebody was stealing your name, didn't you?
No. I knew it was Gary when he first called in, but some people don't know what the definition of pithy is, but I do. Listen, I'm going to vote for Roy Moore. I'll tell you why.
Please.
Roy Moore is, when he goes to the Senate, he'll be a small fish in a large pond with no seniority. He can't do anything to really mess us up. Otherwise, if he doesn't get that seat, he's going to run for governor. And we don't need another fool as a governor.
Well, let me tell you, I'll tell you right now, if Roy Moore runs for governor, I don't think there's a chance for him to win. Right now, Kay Ivey will beat
absolutely,
everybody.
You never know. Kay Ivey may decide not. Who knows? I just don't want to take the chance, Dan. That's my pithy response. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Biloxi. Sitting there calling Gary Biloxi Gambler. Biloxi Gambler is being pithy. He's getting it all done.
Get to the pith of it. Yeah.
The pith of it. Let's do this. North Korea may fire a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific.
North Korea is threatening to test the most powerful hydrogen bomb into the Pacific Ocean. Pyongyang's foreign minister made the threat after President Trump announced new financial sanctions against the North.
The country's supreme leader, that's Kim Jong-un, also responded directly to the president's warning that he will totally destroy North Korea if necessary to protect the U.S. and its allies. Well, Kim said this in a statement, quote, I will surely and definitely tame the mentally deranged U.S. dotard with fire.
And in case you were wondering, the word dotard used in North Korea's translation means a weak or senile old person. Ben Tracy is in Beijing with Kim's unprecedented attack. And Ben, this war of words is getting nasty.
So this is the statement released by North Korea on Friday morning, and it's unusual for two reasons. One, this is from Kim Jong-un himself. It's not from North Korean state media. Secondly, it is highly personal and highly critical of President Trump. Now, in this statement, Kim Jong-un calls the president of the United States mentally deranged, a rogue and a gangster fond of playing with fire, and says that a frightened dog barks louder. Now, Kim Jong-un appears to be very upset by President Trump's speech to the United Nations this week, in which he called the North Korean leader Rocket Man on a suicide mission and threatened to totally destroy North Korea if the U.S. is forced to defend its allies or itself. Now, in response, Kim Jong-un said President Trump's remarks have convinced me, rather than frightening or stopping me, that the path I chose is correct and that it is the one I have to follow to the last. Now, the path he is talking about, of course, is North Korea's unrelenting march towards possessing nuclear weapons capable of hitting the United States.
You know, you've heard the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words will never hurt me, but nuclear devices can incinerate me.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh, it's getting nasty with the language. Man, you guys kind of concentrate and focus on the absolute wrong things out here. The healthcare bill, I was going to play Lindsey Graham on...
Oh, did you see the latest news on McCain?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. McCain is a no vote, and it seems that Collins is waffling, and we're kind of back to where we are. Here's the secret. Are there two Democrats who would vote for this? Mm-hmm. They hint that there may be. Now, hints are one thing. Doing it is another, but that was kind of something Lindsey Graham talked about, that I may even get a couple of Democrats on there. Didn't get a chance to play that clip. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Guys, I want to thank you for a great week. You guys have nailed it up here. We've got a big week next week. Got James Dobson calling in. We got the election coverage. We got Election Day, post-election, a lot going on. Not to mention North Korea, healthcare bill. Oh, my gosh. Facebook under scrutiny. We didn't even get to that. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. Guess who is sitting in for the great Greg Budell? The one and only Joey Clark.
Woohoo!
All right, Joey, have two great shows.
Yeah, I will try.
Can we bring you up a cot so you can take a nap?
Yeah, I think so.
Adios.